You know, each time by the grace of God, it's just Him. I've been thanking Him so richly, it seems like we're going higher and going deeper. He really loves to draw us in Christ. And last week's reality, I pray that it is something that, not just that we know, but that by the grace of God we yield to an absolute assurance of faith, believing that we always triumph in Christ. Always triumph. He always causes us to triumph in Christ. See, it's just, it's so magnificent. And as we read through that, we realized too that not only do we always triumph in Christ, that means to celebrate our triumph in Christ. Praise God. I believe that's when you lift up your voice and you just thank Him. And it doesn't mean that you're just thanking Him when things are going your way, because He tells you He causes us to always triumph in Christ. And I am grateful that that truly is the definition of continuing joy. That is, by the grace of God, what more than conquerors do. Amen? Yes, yes. Christ said, you're more than conquerors through me who loved you. That's what Jesus has told us. I thank God. I believe that a more than a conqueror then would be a full overcomer. I thank the Lord. And the reason that we can is because we know that He loves us. We know He divinely loves us. And in His love, He has the most divine plan. So whether we're abounding or whether we're abased, whether we're hungry or whether we're full, the Word of God says, whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I like to say, how about therewith to triumph? Amen? And I thank God that, see, that's godliness with contentment is great gain. And the contentment is to know that in Christ you always triumph. I mean, how could it not be? You think about Romans 8:28. Amen? And we know. And we know. We don't think. See, I love how the Apostle Paul comes out in that boldness of what the Lord has graced in his heart to really understand. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. I thank God. To them who are called according to His purpose. And I thank the Lord for that as well, too. And I know we can try to bend that. And, well, this means that every child of God He's calling to. Calling for His purpose. Encouraging them to come and to draw nigh unto me. And I'll draw nigh unto you. It's there, praise God. And in knowing that all things work together for good to them that love God. Wouldn't you call that divine? I mean, would you not call that divine? So you would call your life by the grace of God divine. Amen? Amen, it is. You're a son of God because of the blood of Jesus. You don't have to, you know, well, maybe. It is. Praise the Lord. It's divine because of Christ in you. That's the only thing that is divine. It's Him. And I think about how precious that the very purpose and the perfection of the life of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Perfect by the grace of God and His word for me. Is it any less perfect? Because it's Him. You understand that. I understand in His perfection, it was impossible for Him to fail. It was impossible for Him to sin. I understand that. He's God. But I thank the Lord that divine love for me from the Father is just the same. And it's a plan and a purpose that, you know what? I'm not faultless. I'm going to fail. I'm in this corruptible thing. And I am sure not God. But I'll tell you what, Christ does live in me. And I thank the Lord that it's in that purpose for God's Son who lives in me. That purpose, and I mean this in all awe and respect to God, it's just as divine because it's the same life. It's just as perfect for its purpose to be finished to all that fullness. Amen. Now, you know, by the grace of God, I thank the Lord. He tells us that we're heirs and heirs of God. As children, we're heirs of God. And joint heirs together with Jesus Christ, if so be I suffer together with Him. And I thank the Lord for that as well, too. That suffering that he brings me into. It was so precious to fellowship with a sister today. To think about how the Lord, in his great mercy and grace, he gives us thorns. Praise the Lord. If he would remove those thorns from our life, I would be magnified. I would be puffed up. But yet he so perfectly knows what I need in order for the perfection of his word and his grace to work in my life. He's going to have those things that cause me to be infirm, those things that cause me to be weak, that he would be made strong and that he would be magnified in everything. Praise God, it's not my righteousness and holiness. It's him that lives in me, who's made me the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus for him. Thank you, Lord. And this is why we get excited about these things. And tonight here, we're going to arrive at 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And as we go into this tonight, it's by the power of his mercy and grace, the reason why tonight we always triumph in Christ. And let's begin reading from verse 15 of chapter 5. It says there, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Now, if it was just left like that, you would think, well, man, that's all on me. Come on, be honest. If it was just there, now I should henceforth not live to myself, so I've got to go out and do it. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness that you give us verse 16, 17, and on. And that's why, by the grace of God, read it all together so you understand, by the grace of God, what rightfully divided in the Word of God is. And why, by the grace of God, we can live this new life. Praise God. And it's not by my might. It's by his Spirit, saith the Lord. Now here we go. So it says, we should not live unto ourselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth know ye we no man after the flesh. We don't know any man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. I'll tell you, this is amazing, because I read this and boy, it hit me. I said, you know, Lord Jesus, the guy I used to be, I don't know him no more. The guy I used to be, I don't know him anymore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's gone. He's dead. He's vanished. I am crucified together with Christ Jesus. Amen? Amen. And yet, you know, I do live, but this life that I now live in the flesh, it's different. Because I died, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Because Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me. This is new. This is brand new. This isn't some retread. This is brand new. I love verse 17. And here we go. Here's our in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, I want you to really understand this. This is not just a non-sinning Jesse. This didn't just say, well, the Lord saved me and I'm just now non-sinning because that's what he did. You know, I'm still this guy, but I don't sin. No, that's not it. In Christ, praise God, it's not a non-sinning line, it is a new line. Amen. And matter of fact, where it says new, that word new means it's a new kind of creation. It's a new kind, praise God. We'll come back to this over and over tonight. But as it says there in 1 Corinthians 15, the first man, Adam, was of the earth, earthy. And that man, Jesus, praise God, heavenly. That's the life. That's the life, hallelujah, that we have. Now, what does this mean? It means new, a new kind, the new man. All things have become new. And I thank God, as we'll read here in a second, I'm a reconciled creation. That means I've got divine favor creation. Isn't that beautiful? Divine favor. That's exactly what these words, as you read them and they're defined. It's a divine, praise God, a divine favored creation. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I think we can all know what that life is. That's Jesus. There's only one life. There's only one new man that has that divine favor creation, and that's Christ. And the only way that we'll ever have that is to be in Christ. Now, how wonderful this is that we can read these next verses, and this is where we get it. Verse 18. And all things are of God. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us this ministry of reconciliation. That means this reconciliation means this divine favor. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. That means restored to divine favor. Brothers and sisters, we have been restored, but we're not restored to our old line, but we're in Christ. We are like him. By the grace of God, it says in the Word of God, we are born of God, we are sons of God, we have the same life, we have the life of Christ that lives in us. And now, by the grace of God, let's go into the depths of it tonight. Let's turn on over to Ephesians chapter 4. We are just launching out. Okay. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse, 22. Oh, I love this. Well, let's even read 21 with this. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Here we go. That ye, and I want us to make sure we really understand this. This reads that ye have put off concerning. You may have the King James Version, but hopefully you have a note within that, a little letter on that word that brings you into the middle margin there. It is something that's already been done. It's not asking you to do it. It's been done because of the blood of Christ. But ye have put off concerning the former conversation or the former life. Which life was that? The old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind that ye have put on. See, that's how we're renewed in the spirit of our mind. How? By what Christ has finished. By what he's done. By what the blood, praise God, in its power has given to us and has done and has finished. That ye have put on the new man. There it is again, that new kind, that new creation. Which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Isn't that beautiful? So the former life is off. It's dead. In Christ through his blood, that was done. We put on the new created in righteousness and true holiness life. That's what you have. We go right back to where we were in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We've been hitting verse 21 over and over the last three Wednesdays. It says, for he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen. That's what he made you. Hallelujah for him. He made you what he loves. He made you the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus through the blood. And I thank the Lord. I'm righteous. I'll never change. That's what he made. Praise God. He did that. And now we grow up in it. We grow up and become mature in who we are in Christ. We're now the sons of God, it says. I'm not waiting to be a son of God. I'm a son of God right now. I'm righteous. I'm holy. Nothing but that. But it can grow. It can grow. I can grow up in the maturity of it and understand the plan of that righteousness and holiness. Praise the Lord. All the way to where the Apostle Paul, when he said there in 2 Timothy, he says to Timothy, you know, Timothy, honey, I'm ready to be offered. I mean, I've fought a good fight, son. I've finished my course. I've kept the faith. And there now, there is therefore a crown of righteousness. And as we've read that so many times and look into what that really means in the Greek, an exalted rank of righteousness. It's an exalted rank. Praise God. Every man's going to be in his own order. Every star, praise God. One star differeth from another in glory. But I thank the Lord. That's that growth in that righteousness. Praise God. Growing up, my goodness, he tells us, and I go back there and just thank him all the time. Lord, your children are born one way. Galatians 4:1, Lord of all. What will we do with it? I call you no more servants. You're my friends, honey. I got two sons. I'll tell you what. I didn't want sons to serve me. I wanted sons to grow up and be their own individual men and to prosper, to be able to reign and to rule over a home. You see, God didn't put that out there for nothing. He's always got purpose for us if we'll just pay attention even to his creation. But here in Ephesians, we see that the former has been put off. And you see how the word of God keeps going back and forth? It's like that weaver, just weaving that pattern over and over and over again. He doesn't just let us know once. It's grace for grace, and it keeps pouring forth. It's grace for grace. Honey, you're righteous. You're the very righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I made you for me. So I believe that we can agree with the Lord that we understand what this new creation is. It's Christ in us. Amen. It's Jesus. It's his life. That's the new creation. And I thank God for this. It's his life. It's his divine favor. Think about what the word of God says. We're accepted in the beloved. We're the elect of God. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? We're cherished. And it's all because of Jesus. It's all because of the new birth. It's not my works, praise God, but this marvelous plan and its provision and power, all by grace. This is now the life we live. It's now the life we are. And it's the life that will never change. Praise God. We're going to read not just everlasting life, but eternal life. And that's an important thing. God willing, we'll get here to it in just a minute. Now, this word given to us by the grace of God is power. The word works effectually in them that believe. Amen? Amen? Yes, it does. The word works powerfully in them that believe. That's why we need to adhere to the word of God. They're not just words that we put on a shirt or on a wall. Nothing wrong with that at all. But I want to believe that word. I want that word alive and living in me. And I thank God it gives us power. And I'll tell you what, we need it. We need power. We need him to tell us over and over and remind us over and over and show us more and more all the time, giving us more faith of who we are in Christ. See, that's what this life is about, is who we are in Christ. What we are to him. What our purpose is. I hear these different things. Well, what your purpose is. What your gift is. What the purpose-driven life. I thank the Lord that I know the purpose of every man is to be saved. The word of God says, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of this truth. The full knowledge of your birthright. The full knowledge of the Son of God, who you are. He doesn't want us as children. He wants us to put away the childish things and to grow up. But as we've been reading about in Christ, I'll tell you what, there was one gospel that was given. One gospel that is given. That'll ever grow you up in Christ. And Paul couldn't have been any more direct. And I thank God the Lord gave us an unction to talk about it again on Sunday. I love, and just to these same Corinthians. And this was let me tell you something, this is a big church. They had a lot of believers. My goodness, they had 10,000 instructors. The Christian church today has got 10,000 instructors. But as we saw, and as Paul was direct, Paul wasn't boasting of himself. He knew what God had given him. And he said, now listen, if you want to stay with that, those are instructors, that means teachers of little boys. That's what it means. But I'll tell you what, I only preach one thing, no matter where I go, in every church I go to. I don't look at them and say, well, you know what? These guys are so messed up, maybe we'll just preach a little bit. Paul never changed that message. He gave him the whole counsel of God everywhere he went. And matter of fact, oftentimes, as the Lord would show him, the ones that were the most, they thought the most despicable, those are the ones that took it. The ones that they thought, man, Lord, why are you talking to her? She'd be the one that would take it all. The ones you thought had a lot of potential and really were on these things. Paul had to go back to him and said, who's bewitched you? Who bewitched you? Having begun in the spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Amen. Amen. This is what this is. And as Paul says, I'm going to send you a father in Christ, because he'll bring you back to the remembrance of my ways in Christ. Praise the Lord. You can be bold in the word of God. It is absolutely wonderful. Be thankful. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I would love how Brother Hill would bring out often. He'd say, okay, I'll say it this way. I'm proud of the gospel of Christ. I don't want to be puffed up in any way in me, but I am so thankful for who we are in Christ. Oh my goodness, we're the aristocracy of forever because of the blood of Jesus. Oh my, and here, you know, Christians, they walk around, oh, I'm going to just serve, and oh, I got to look holy and all that. I mean, just live. Just live by the grace of God, that abundant love. It's so marvelous. And you just are thankful to the Lord that you know who you are in Christ, and then you know that you triumph in everything, and you know that he has laid before us all the before-ordained good works that we should walk therein. I don't need to worry about what I'm going to do tomorrow. I don't need to know what, Lord, you know, what am I going to study as far as when I'm a kid in school? And man, I don't know, I got to have a job and these different things. Just be willing to work. Be willing to learn. Just do whatever. God will direct it. He will. But remember, don't let that define you. Do not let that define you. This is who you are. Amen. You're a new kind. You ain't of here. And you better understand that and really understand when he said we're aliens, by the grace of God, we're aliens. And I'll tell you what, I've said it many times. I don't remember the moment that I gave my heart to the Lord, because I thank God I had a godly mom and ministered to me about Jesus. And all, that's all I remember, Jesus my Savior. It's wonderful. Praise God. But I can tell you this. From the very beginning, I never fit in. I didn't. I tried. Sometimes it just didn't work. And it still don't work, and I'm glad I don't try. And I'm just on a vacation. Huh? There you go. But I know where I'm going. I know where my citizenship is. And I thank the Lord. He's waiting. Hallelujah. Now, so this is what we know. This is what we believe. And this is that power that we need, brothers and sisters. And we need that power, which comes from the Word of God, to continue to build us up. We need to be built up. The Word of His grace builds us up and gives us that inheritance among all them that are sanctified. When you know that you have an inheritance and it's that valuable, you'll fight for it. You will. You'll stand. You'll stand, praise God. And that's all, you know, that's what we're called to do, is just to stand. I love that. We just stand, we stand. Having done all to stand. You know, standing's not an easy thing. People like to be busy. They like to move around. Lord said, just stand. I do just stand in this. I'll tell you what, you're going to see these things come to pass. I've said it, and it is so. Praise the Lord. But see, we thank God for this because, see, when we receive this word, we receive power. It gives us more faith, and we need it because, you know why? Because we are not going to see things, and we're not going to feel things. We're not. You're not going to see things happen a lot of times. You're not going to feel, because we're a sinful flesh. And this corruptible covering that we have, its first instinct is to believe lies. It believes things that are dead and gone. It always goes back. You understand that? That's what this flesh will do if you don't feed the life of Christ in us. And that is why the life we live by the faith of the Son of God. And brothers and sisters, faith is all powerful. It's all powerful. It really is. Praise God. It's so wonderful. That wonderful Hebrews chapter 11. All those worthies of faith, from Moses to David to Ruth, to all of them, by faith, by faith, by faith, by faith. They just believed God. Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. Isn't that marvelous? It's never changed. It's always been the same. We thank the Lord for that. Oh, yes, we do. But faith is all powerful. It's like the coal for an engine. And praise God, the Word, the Word, the Word, the Word. We need the Word of God. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. The only way. And listen to that. Because our life lives only by faith of the Son of God. Our life only lives by the faith of the Son of God. That's the life you have. It doesn't live any other way. And we've all tried. We all have set out in our own strength. Well, this doesn't apply to me. Let me tell you something, Christian. You've been bought with a price, I'll tell you. And it's called the blood of Jesus. And at the moment of salvation, praise be to God, He told us, you are not your own. You are mine. You are mine. And I thank God that it don't sit right until we surrender. And how beautiful it is when we submit to Him. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But so we go on and we believe God and we thank the Lord that now we went from no faith to completely by faith. Isn't that amazing to think of that? You know, because see, a sinner has no faith. A sinner has no life. A sinner is not a child of God. But by the blood of Jesus, we went from death to life everlasting. We went from a life of no faith to a life of all faith. That's it. There's no tweener. It's one or the other. You're either of the old or the new. And I thank God that it's not for me to contemplate. It's what His blood did. It's God's plan. Therefore, we are in Christ and a new kind. And what? Old things are passed away. And this new is a fixed new. It's a never-changing new. It's only Christ in you new. Nothing else ever but the new kind. Christ's life in you. And in Christ, old things, the past, everything prior by the blood is passed away in the sea of forgetfulness. Not just my sin. This is everything. We're going to get a little bit deeper. See, that word passed away, it doesn't just mean something in the past. It doesn't mean just something that was. And it's not only perished and dead and completely gone and never to be remembered again. But in Christ, it never was. Now, come on, you're going to have to take a big step right now. And in Christ, it never was. Because that blood is so powerful, it places us in Christ before the world began. All right, now let's stay with this. Because I know you're saying, where in the world is he going? Well, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 1. That's a good place to start. This will give us a little thing here. Sorry about this. My watch keeps binging. I'll have to remember to turn it off. All right. Now, Ephesians 1, verse 3 and 4. It says there, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who hath blessed us with what? All spiritual blessings. Well, who has all spiritual blessings? Jesus. So if we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings, we've been blessed just like Jesus, haven't we? Matter of fact, we've been blessed like that because His life lives in us. Amen. And we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Isn't that something? We're not talking about an earthly blessing. We're talking about a heavenly blessing. Remember Jacob and Esau? One got God's blessing. One got the blessing of the earth. Amen. Come on. You see that? See how the Lord is encouraging? He brought those things. He wrote them for us so we can understand this. And it says, according as he hath chosen us in him, when? When did he choose us in Christ? Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, I love that God, let me tell you something. He's all-knowing. He knows us. You know that. But you know how he knows you is he knows you in Christ. That's the best way. That's how you want God to know you. Because then he deals with you as sons. Amen? Because that's all in Christ is. And this is how and where God planned everything. He hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So, my, that was sitting right there. Before he ever created a thing, this was the plan. His son and everything in his son. All right? Praise the Lord. So it was just waiting. It was just waiting. Praise God. And oh, what a fullness it is. Now, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. And I'll tell you, brothers and sisters, we could go all over and I don't know, we go all over. We probably couldn't even consist anymore. We'd just come apart. But in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, what does it say there? It says, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us, in Christ, before the world began. That was all given to us in Christ before anything. All this marvelous grace, the purpose of God, his amazing plan, the holy calling was all there before he ever set a star in heaven, before anything began. It was all us in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. You know it. That's new kind. That's the new creation. That's what that is. All right. I know you still got some starry eyes out there. But this is where he took us. This was the plan of Alpha Omega, the plan of God. By grace through faith, it put us into his body. Amen? His very life. And praise God, let's never forget this. Because really, here is the proof. Says it many different ways, but I think so wonderfully and plainly. John 3:15. John 3:16 is wonderful. But John 3:15, never forget that either. John 3:15. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life, all right? Eternal life is life without beginning and life without end. Eternal life is life that always has been and always will be. What did it just say? When we believe in him, praise God, we're not going to perish, but we have eternal life. Alpha Omega. We stepped into that life. We are in Christ in that life. Now, his life is his life. Are you listening again? His life is his life. Christ living in me is his life that lives in me. I thank God for that. And there's not two lives to be lived here. I don't live two lives. I have just one. Amen. Do you know that? I don't have two lives. I have just one. And Praise God. There's a oneness in Christ, and that's what it is. And this life is all Him. And think of this. How could it not be His life if His plan and His purpose and His calling for me is to be glorified together with Him and to rule and reign together with Him? How could it not be His life? You see what a fight we have with this, don't we? Because we have eyes, and we have ears, and we have feelers, and but this is what I know as a man. But I thought we started this whole thing, I know no man after the flesh. Think of this. Think of by the blood of the Lamb where He has put us in Him. The love, the power, the rest, the peace by the grace of God that we can have just by believing, understanding by the grace of God who we are in Christ. You talk about hidden away. Us in Christ is hidden away, Alpha Omega way. Hidden away in ages past way. Stay with it. I can't do anything without His life, let alone ruling and reigning and to be glorified together with Him. Amen? Oh, praise God. It's okay to get excited about this. You don't have to think about it. Just believe Him. See, His life transcends all time. Time is nothing to God. Well, if I have that life, then what is time anything to that life in me? Why is the Word of God real to you that was written all those years ago? Because of the life of Christ in you. It's because of the faith of the Son of God. It wasn't because somehow you're magic and you just believe God because you're special. And that's what a lot of people like to think about what predestination is. And it's not that. Whom He foreknew. And you know how He foreknew you? He foreknew you in Christ. Amen. That's how He foreknew you. He foreknew you in His Son. And what a marvelous, incredible plan that in a moment of faith and believing the Lord, hallelujah, death to life eternal, death to life everlasting, the very life of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. It is exciting. It's okay that I get to sit in a room all day and look at a tree and study this. It's good. But It is so marvelous. That life transcends all time. That life transcends space, place, right? Do you believe that you are right now as a son of God seated together with Him in the heavens in Christ? Well, if you believe that you're seated in the heavens in Christ, why can't you believe Him in the Word of God that you were in Christ in ages past? Amen. The moment that you believed in the blood. Because that life that we think we live just because we're human, we still have this corruptible. That's our instinct. But it's not our life. It's not who we are. Isn't that marvelous? We're the new creation. The new creation. The new man, Christ, His body. Okay, let's wrap this up here. All things are the new kind. Heavenly, no more of this earth. We're not refurbished or rebuilt. The old is gone. It's vanished. It doesn't even exist anymore. It has no remembrance. All has become the new man. All the things of us in Christ. Turn with me a few more verses. 1 John 5:11. What's it say there? Amen. And this is the record. Well, I like that. I mean, we're getting down to we're getting close to the end. Right? Revelation's just right around the corner. But this is the record. Huh? That God hath given to us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. Praise God. Go over to Titus 1:2. Titus 1:2. In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. He promised it to us. It was there for us in Christ. Amen? Amen. Come on. All right. Praise God. Now, think of this. We're just waiting for one thing, our heavenly body. We already have the life.
Yes,
we do. And by the grace of God and hearing his word, and that power, that life is growing up, by the grace of God growing up fully. We understand, and he's given us this faith by his grace, to know who we are in Christ, to know his love, to know his divine purpose, to know the hope of his calling. Amen? The hope of his calling. And the riches of his inheritance. Where? In us? In the saints? Amen? So we know this. And by the grace of God, all we're waiting for is in a moment and a twinkling in an eye when I see him to be like him. That's when I'll have my glorious body like unto his own. See how beautiful this is? We are as good as there we're seated. Amen? Amen? He's told us, I'll perform the good work which I've begun in you. He's promised. And how does all of that come to its fullness? By faith. Just believing. So I know that I have his life. Praise God. And I'm going to have that body someday. And in that body someday, I'll tell you, and here's what I was thinking too. You know how he says his thoughts towards us are more than the sands of the sea? Now that's just one individual. I was thinking, you know, when I have his body, I'll have all those thoughts that he thought about every one of us. I'll have them all. I'll have every one of them. Like him. We're of him, in him, one with him. Before he set a star in heaven, I'm going to step in that body. And I will know him. I am known. I'll finish with this. I'm not reborn. I'm born again. I'm not born a man this time. I'm born of God. I'm born of his Spirit. We're of him. Thank you, Jesus. It explains it. I'm an alien in this world. Because of the life of Jesus in me is heavenly. It's not earthly. My citizenship is in heaven, where I'm seated right now with God. All of that, and as the Word of God tells me, and all the things of Christ, nothing withheld. As he says so sweetly, what's mine is yours. It is all ours in Christ. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Amen. Let's stand and be dismissed.